Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, continuing the time-honored tradition of giving you the best in money information. Bucket Strategy Investing, Professor Plum back, of course, with me from Lucia Capital Group, here to help you out with your money questions, answer your questions on the phones. A lot of stuff on the agenda, more of your emails, and as I said, your phone calls coming up as well. We still have some stuff to talk about, some common misconceptions about IRAs. We'll get to some of that and some more on the required minimum distributions. But we're going to take your phone calls first. We have some folks on hold. If you're new to the show, here's the procedure. You call us with your money questions, 877-PLANNER, and we answer them right here on the program. That's it. Number again, 877-752-6637, spells out PLANNER, because that's what we do on this program. We help you plan. Our goal is to help you out with a strategy that's right for you, and we do this every day. If you want to add to the list of emails that we'll be reading on the show this hour, you just go over to wealthed.com, click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, here with me as always from Lucia Capital Group. You should take the time, talk to an advisor off the air. You can reach Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors, the Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You find out if your individual retirement goals and needs are being met. Your situation, you know this, is unique to you, and I dare say you should take advantage of the help and guidance that the Brain Trust has to offer. They've got access to a network of Brain Trust advisors all across the country, all situated together. Give us a call right here. Again, 800-644-1150, that's the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We do have some folks on hold, I said. We're going to take care of these calls first, and we still have three lines open at that number. Ed is first up this hour. Ed, thanks for hanging on in McKinney, Texas. How can we help you today?
I had a question on 1031 exchange.
Yes, sir.
Actually, two. The first one is I missed the capital gains tax exclusion. I didn't live in a house for the last two out of the 5 years, so I did a 1031 exchange. And first question is, how long do I have to wait before I can move in and live in the house in the new property?
Somewhere between 2 and 3 years.
Okay, is there an IRS answer to that, or is that just a
Well, the IRS answer is that it has to show that it is an investment property. So, from what I have heard, it usually needs to show up on 2 or 3 tax returns. But we also know that you can sell a property as a primary residence after 5 years of the 1031 exchange, assuming you've lived in it for at least 2 years, which means that somewhere between the second and third year, you had to move into it to be able to establish it to have 2 years by the end of the fifth. The only thing that you can do to shorten the time horizon is show some kind of event that happened in your life that said, you know what, I have to move back into this house, or I have to move into this house because of an unforeseen event, and that's why I changed it from an investment property to a personal property after only 6 months or a year or so. But you know, there is no direct specific language, and that's why we can't tell you exactly, you know, you got to live in it, or you got to rent it out for 2 years, 3 months, and 4 days. There isn't such a number.
Okay. Well, then that's kind of unusual for the IRS, I would think. But second question is, establishing the basis in the house for an additional, either I move in or, like you said, taking the capital gains exclusion subsequently in the next 5 years or whatever. How do I go about doing that?
Well, the basis is the basis. You moved, did you pay, when you did the 1031 exchange, did you add money to the exchange, come out of pocket? Did you buy a more expensive property?
Negative.
Okay, so the basis from the original property transferred over to the new property. So your basis is the same as it was before. Now
okay,
you're...
but in my... I sold my house, it was actually a residence, and then I left it for like 5 years, and I sold that for about $125,000 of gain.
Okay.
So that is that 125 then transfer subsequently for the capital gains exclusion for 2 out of 5 years?
Right. Well, all they're going to do is look at, so let's say you sold it for $300,000. You paid $175,000 for it. You sold it for $300,000. You moved it all into the new house, brought a new place for $300,000. Your basis is still $175,000 in this example. Now you're going to depreciate it. Now, when you sell it, the problem isn't that there's $125,000 of gain there. You won't be, let's say it does not appreciate. And then after 5 years, you've moved into it, you've set it up for 2 years. The problem is there's a proration of the gain between the non-primary residence time and the primary residence time. So when did you originally buy this first property?
1980.
Okay, so the good thing is you've got a long time horizon of ownership between the two properties, and they're only going to count the non-primary residence time after 2008. But there is a portion of the gain that will not be eligible for the exclusion. So luckily for you, it's going to be a small percentage if you do what you're thinking about doing. But 100% of the gain will not be excluded ever because of the rules that went into effect in 2008, actually beginning 2009. And so a percentage of it, the percentage equal to the non-primary residence use after 2008 divided by the ownership period, and the ownership period is extending over both properties, and that percentage of the gain cannot be excluded. Now, like I said, luckily it's a small percentage. Because, you know, 6 years or so out of 36 years is only 20% or 18%. So the majority of the gain will be able to be excluded once you've got the 2 years out of five to be able to sell it. But it's not just a flat, all the gain will be excludable.
Okay, understand. One last question. Actually, it sold the original property for $275,000 and reinvested $250,000. How is that $25,000 gain? Is that taxed as ordinary income or capital? Can I?
It's capital gain.
Capital gain.
Yeah, that's going to show up as a capital gain on the tax return in the year of sale.
Okay.
It's called boot.
Blended, it's not considered a blended gain or ordinary and capital gain.
Well, you probably depreciated it, so there's the depreciation recapture, but the boot that came out of it is going to be capital gain.
Well, there was no depreciation, so the entire boot is $25,000.
And if you had not done the exchange, the gain would have been long-term capital gain. And so they're not going to apply a different tax bracket to it. They're just going to say that it is taxable as long-term capital gain at this point.
Okay. That's great. We'll see.
Okay.
My impression is the IRS really doesn't know what they're doing here.
Well, no. And there's actually quite a few areas where they're a little bit fuzzy on how to do it because they want you being overly cautious to avoid the rules. And if possible, they try not to clarify it exactly because then we know right where to take it up to and not take one step further. If we don't know where the line is, we don't push it so far. We try to be more conservative and we may be able to not get away with as much as we could otherwise do.
Is there talk of eliminating the 1031 exchange?
I have not heard it, but I'm not saying in some quiet circles they're doing it, but I don't think so.
I don't know a reason why they would.
Okay. Yeah. Great, guys. Thanks for the answers. Take care.
All right, Ed. Thank you for the call.
Congress hasn't called me and talked to me about the 1031 exchange in a long time.
Well, you know, you've heard different things about... you know, things are proposed all the time.
But I've never heard anything about the 1031, the 1034, the 1035.
No. Now, the only thing about the 1031 exchange, if anything happens that you do it incorrectly,
If you miss the time horizons, then it all becomes taxable.
It becomes taxable. As far as I know, there's no penalty on any of this. It's because,
the taxes are enough penalty.
Well, exactly, exactly. But as you said, you know, when you take boot out of it, it would have been, without a 1031, it would have been capital gain anyway.
Right. And I mean, if I didn't do it, I would have paid long-term capital gain. So they're not going to, you don't change the character of the gain because I didn't pay tax on 100% of it.
The whole point, of course, of a 1031 is to allow you to continue forward your basis from a property that you may have owned for a long time.
To defer the tax.
Exactly. You don't want to pay any taxes on them now. You want to sort of defer them until later.
Right. Some people call it a tax-free exchange. It's more of a tax-deferred exchange. Yeah, you will pay the tax someday down the line if you sell the property later on.
Now, if you don't and you happen to die and
you're
going to
step up in basis,
your heirs get the property. It's kind of a good deal for your heirs, really.
You're just swapping out one business asset for another business asset.
Yeah.
And to promote business, they say we're not going to create a current realized gain on that swap. And back in the day, it had to be a swap. Property for property.
Now it's
an exchange, yeah, where we can have an accommodator in the middle, a trust or something that holds onto the money. You don't receive the money from the sale, and you've got certain time horizons to be able to meet the definition of the swap, basically. And if you take possession of the money, that's no longer a valid 1031 exchange.
That's it. All right. 877 Planner. We have to, take a break, and we're going to come back. We've got some emails to get to. But we do have, finally, we got a couple of lines open for you. In fact, four lines are open. 877 Planner, our number. If you've got money questions of any kind, doesn't matter. Strategy questions, retirement. We were talking about rollovers. We can talk about those. Social Security, Medicare. We got all that stuff covered for you. Just give us a call. 877-PLA-NNER. Lines open right now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Great questions so far today, folks. I say keep up the great work. That keeps us busy until at least the top of the hour. We've had Roth contribution questions, talked about advisors, we talked about SSDI, tax shelters, 401ks, Social Security, rollovers, and 1031 exchanges. All these call topics have been happening just over the last hour, hour and a half or so. So if you have any questions on those or anything else, you can give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to a couple of emails here in just a moment. I want to remind you, too, about the Fall Alternative Investments Workshops. Now, they're starting up again here in just a few weeks, September 17th. Yeah, Saturday morning, September 17th in San Diego, California. That'll be the first one talking about investing like an endowment might invest, alternative investments, things besides stocks, bonds, and cash, what you might consider, and why it might work well in your portfolio. That's Saturday, September 17th. Next one after that, Las Vegas, Nevada, October 1st, and then Phoenix, Arizona happens October 8th. These are all Saturdays, all 9 o'clock in the morning starts. Professor, you'll have them in and out within, what, a couple hours,
couple hours.
Sure.
Then maybe 15 minutes longer if they have lots of questions.
If you have lots of questions, they'll be happy to stick around for even longer. So it's entirely up to you. Again, San Diego, Las Vegas, Phoenix, those are the next three. After that, you can check the website, wealthed.com, for more. That's where you sign up. It's all free. Join the Brain Trust, meet the Brain Trust, learn all about alternative investments. And very important stuff. In fact, we're going to cover that in one of the topics here in just another week or week and a half on this particular program. Stuff to talk about. So, wealthed.com. All right, our phone lines are open again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails at the website, wealthed.com. Bruce, in Twin Falls, Idaho, in a taxable account, are the dividends you reinvest to buy more shares of company stock or a mutual fund, such as in a DRIP, still taxable? Are the dividends still taxable?
They are still taxable. The fact that you did not receive the cash in your hands, but instead at the company level, they were used to repurchase more or to purchase more shares of that individual security, whether it's a mutual fund or an individual stock, it doesn't matter that you didn't receive the cash in your hands. It's as if you received it, turned around, immediately sent it back to them to buy more shares. So the dividend was issued. That what you did with the dividend doesn't matter. The dividend was issued to you as a shareholder of record. You get to pay taxes, so it shows up on your tax return. And whether you reinvest the money or whether you put it in cash, it's as if you put it in cash, then turned around and wrote them a check back for the same amount to buy a fractional share, or fractional shares equal to that distribution. So it is going to be taxable. A dividend reinvestment plan. This is where people used to get in a lot of trouble with them because, you know, they bought a stock for $10,000 in 1960, and they had it on a drip all these years, and a little bit would show up on the 1099 every year, and they'd pay tax on it every year. They didn't even know what was happening because they saw that it was a tax form, didn't know what it meant, put it in a stack with all the other tax forms, gave it to the accountant, and the accountant put it on the tax return, told them that you either get a refund or you have to pay, but they didn't know why. And then 30, 40, 50 years later, it shows up they've got $200,000 in their account.
And the original,
and they're thinking that, you know, they put 10 in 1960.
And they said, well, there's a $190,000 gain.
Not necessarily.
No, you've been adding to your basis.
Every reinvested dividend added to your basis. Why did it add to your basis? Because you paid tax on it. or at least you were supposed to. And so
let's assume you did.
But up until 4 years, 5 years ago, you didn't keep track. Nobody kept track of that basis in some respects. How do you know what your basis was? So a lot of people were just holding on to those securities until they pass away and get a step up in basis. Now, if you start one of these types of plans now, whether it be a mutual fund or a stock on a dividend reinvestment plan, the brokerage company, the facility where you're holding the security, is responsible for keeping track of the basis. And they will report it to the IRS and says, yes, over those 40 years that they've owned this particular issue, 40 years from now, that the $200,000 of proceeds, the basis was X, 210, 180, whatever it was. So that will create either a gain or a loss, but it's not up to you, the individual investor, to keep track of new reinvestments going forward. Anything that happened prior to the enactment of the rule, and the enactment of the rule had different dates depending upon whether it was a stock or a mutual fund or something else, anything that happened before that, they still don't report it. And this is where a lot of people get in trouble. I've seen a lot of people pay too much in taxes on their returns because there is a basis being reported on a 1099, but it's only basis that was created after the enactment date. And so they're not reporting the entire basis.
Yeah, and of course, even the IRS probably doesn't know that your basis was grown. And even if they did, they wouldn't know how much, and they're not going to question it. So there you go.
If you show $190,000 versus gain instead of $10,000 versus gain, they're not even going to say thank you. They're just going to tax it.
There you go. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Let's get next to Jonathan, San Francisco, California. Hi, Jonathan.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks. Hey, I have a new term that I'm looking at. It's called recasting. So as opposed to refinancing, where you start over in a new interest rate, you keep the same mortgage company and you send them, in my case, I'm selling some rental property. I'm going to send them $120,000, which reamortizes the loan. So it cuts my loan in half, doesn't change the period of time I have left, and leaves my low interest rate the same. Everything I research says it's great. I just want to hear someone, you know, say something bad about it.
Well, it depends on the mortgage. Not all mortgages are allowed to do that. The mortgage that I have, if I send them $100,000 and I put it towards principal, it doesn't reamortize my loan. I have a fixed rate, long-term, you know, 20 years left on my mortgage, and just sending them additional principal does not change my payment. It cuts down the number of years I have to pay on it because I don't have as much of a balance. If it's a renewable, you know, it's a flexible interest rate, variable interest rate, most of those reamortize every year or every 6 months. Whenever they do a new interest rate, whenever they can change the interest rate, they reamortize it over the remaining term of time. So if I send them a bunch of money, then my next adjustment date, whenever they reset the interest rate, I get a new amortization, a new payment to pay it off over that period of time. So it's neither good nor bad. Now, it depends on the mortgage you started with. If you've got a variable rate that is still rather high, just paying it down may not be as, you know, it may not be as good as getting a brand new mortgage at today's interest rates. So it depends on, but if you've got a fixed long, 30-year mortgage, 28 years left, 27 years left, and it will re-amortize at specific periods of time, but it won't change the interest rate, and you like the interest rate, maybe it's 3.75% or something of that nature, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it helps, but if you're...
That's exactly where I am. I'm at 3.75%. I got about 25 years left. And I've already contacted the bank, and they've sent me a letter saying, yes, you send us $120,000, your new payment will be this, and you keep your interest rate, and you don't change the term.
And they don't. It doesn't cost anything to do it? It's a wonderful thing. Not every mortgage has that.
Yeah, well, I have that, and so
it seems okay
to me.
Now, the question is, do you want to invest $120,000 to
get
earn 3.75% deductible over the next 20 years?
Exactly. And so that's part of the only reason I would do this is looking to perhaps retire early, at least go half-time, and if I can get my mortgage to, this would take my mortgage to like $700.
Okay, now on the other side, how long before you might make the move to retire?
Quite some time.
So over the time period between now and then, Do you think that a 3.75% deductible rate of return is a good deal?
Hold on, I'm going to have you answer that. If you can hang on a second, Jonathan, I just got to take a break. I'm going to have you ask, Professor, re-ask that question, and you can answer it when we come back, because it's an interesting strategy perhaps coming up here. So don't go away, Jonathan. If you can hang, great. We appreciate it. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
There it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust. What are we good for? I'll tell you what, answering your money questions. Did a great job so far today. If you want to get on board, we do have a line or two or three now open, 877-PLANNER. Okay, now, back to Jonathan in San Francisco. You still there, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, Professor, you had a question or two, which could lead to a strategy here.
Well, it has to do with the time horizon between now and when you ultimately basically retire. If making the payment right now isn't an issue, if you're working and you can make the payment and pay it down, recasting it, meaning putting in a chunk of money today and bringing the payment down and still working for another 10 or 12 years, now the question becomes, where is the best use of that new money? Should we put it into the mortgage and save the equivalent interest rate on that 3.75%, which is a deductible expense? Or should we invest it over the next X number of years? X is a very important issue. If you were going to retire next year, I'd say recasting it now makes a lot of sense, because then you go into retirement with a much lower fixed expense. On the other side, if you're not going to retire for 15 years, I'm thinking that over the next 15 years, you should be able to do better than 3.75% on the $125,000 invested. That's up to you, though. If you are a conservative type individual and you're saying, you know what, I don't know that I can do better than 3.75% over the next 15 years, paying it off makes a lot of sense from an investment standpoint, paying it down, excuse me, and you get the lower payment. So now it's all a matter of time horizon. If you were going to, you know, have this for another 15 years, be working for another 15 years, you can recast it at any time, right? You can pay it down this year or 10 years from now and get that lower payment. And if you do it 10 years from now, you'll be able to pay off even more of it, and it'll drop your payment even lower than what you would recast it as today.
Right. The variable in my situation is that my wife is 20 years younger than I am, so I'm looking to retire in, say, 2 to 3 years.
Okay, 2 to 3 years is a tough one to earn 3.75%.
Yeah, and then the idea is that we would take the difference from what we are paying to what we would be paying and invest that so that when I do pull the trigger, she can afford our lifestyle on her salary, and then whatever I do to work is just bonus.
Right, and will it automatically recast at any other time, or can you ask for a recasting at any other time without putting new money in?
Yeah, the letter says I can recast as many times as I want.
Okay, so what you could do is, you know, put the 125 in now and take that X number of dollars and keep paying down the mortgage, and then recast it when you retire to bring down the payment even again.
Right.
So you're talking about a 3 or 4 year period of time, 2 or 3, 4 year period of time, and it's almost impossible. It's impossible on a guaranteed basis to earn 3.75% over 3 years. And so paying into the mortgage, that's a pretty good rate of return over 3 years.
So, right, and I've been maxing out my 401k for my entire career, so you know I feel like I've got that covered. She's doing the same. So our house is our biggest and only debt.
And
so
it's a big expense.
Like I should get it.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with it over 3-4 years. At first, I thought you said it was going to be a long time before you went part-time or retired. So 10-15 years, I'd rather see you invest it. 3 years, do it now.
Beautiful. Okay, hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for the call, Jonathan. I'm glad you brought that up. Have you heard of this recasting?
I've only heard of it on variable rates, but I mean,
I have too, but I haven't heard it called recasting, but I have heard that where...
Well, it's one of those things we complain about. This is one of the reasons we say, well, don't get the 15 and get the 30 so that you can have the lower payment. The problem is just paying new money into it doesn't lower your payment, but in this case, it does lower the payment.
No, what it does normally is it just
shortens the time.
So instead of having 25 years left, you might have 18 or 17 or whatever the number
depends on how much you put in.
Now, in this particular case, if what he's talking about is he's got, what, 25 years left on his mortgage.
Yes.
And he's paying, did he say how much he's paying?
He did not say.
Okay, well, whatever it is, it could be a couple grand, I don't know. But he's paying that, he's still got 25 years left. By dumping $120,000 or $125,000 into the mortgage as a principal reducer, it still keeps his 25 years left, the amortization schedule of 25 years, but instead of being, call it $2,000 a month, it's now, he says, what, $700 a month. And that's, of course, you know, a whole lot more affordable over the course. Did you do the math?
Right now he's got about $260,000 left. So
okay.
He's going to pay it down to about $135,000, which will drop his payment down to $700.
Right, and you get to keep his current interest rate, which is 3 3/4.
Yes, that was pretty good, huh?
As you guessed, it was.
I have a way of knowing.
Yeah,
these
of course
things.
You do. Of course you do. Anyway, it really comes down to, you know, your suggestion was, if he had had say 10 years, 12 years before he wants to retire, take that money and invest it. You could probably do better than 3 3/4%. Deductible, which means that you got to, you know, do even less over that 10, 12, 13 year period of time.
Right. So it's just a matter of time horizon and your investment prowess.
Right. And if you don't think you can do it, then, you know, that's the other thing, too. If you don't think you can do better than that or you don't want to be bothered with it, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, pay it down. Pay it off if you want. All right. 877-PLANNER. Did you do more math there?
Yeah, I'm just playing around.
I don't want to miss anything on this.
Well, no, his payment right now is like $1,340, so it would almost basically cut his payment
in half. Yeah, that's not bad. All right.
That's a good way to cut some expenses in retirement.
Well, it does. Now, he's got a wife who's like 20 years younger than he is.
He was just bragging.
Well, but even so, bragging or not is the truth. You know, she's got to be set up herself. I didn't catch how old he is. But
20 years older than her, but that means a $700 a month payment is not an outrageous payment to be able to take into retirement.
No, it's not. Now, he did say he wanted to take that extra money and invest it over time.
But that's just
now
the next 2 or 3 years.
Right, yeah, and that's dollar cost averaging. It could be a very good idea. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's get to, on the emails, by the way, you want to email us at wealthed.com. Devlin in Los Angeles, California. I'm a 62-year-old widowed woman currently receiving SSDI benefits of about $2,400 a month. My portfolio is about $1 million. It's a reinvestment of my retirement pension that I received in a 5-year payout that started back in 2008. I'm a 50% owner in a fourplex that showed about $12,000 earning in 2015, $6,000 for each of us.
So she received six of that.
She got six of it, yeah. My home mortgage is $850 a month, balance of $70,000. You getting all this?
I am, yes.
Okay. Current value of my home is $600,000. I have no children. At age 65, the disability will...
change.
Okay. That's a whole different word she wrote.
I know.
Okay. Will change, and I will then start to receive Social Security. Currently, I am able to live on my SSD, my disability, and my savings of about $100,000. So I've not taken any distribution for my investment in the last 2 years. My concerns are about taxes, if I should be taking distributions now, even though I don't need the money to live on. If or when my disability stops at 65, should I wait 5 years to start Social Security? In general, what's the best way to avoid the higher tax bracket? So what's she saying here, Professor Plum?
Well, she wants to do something tax efficient. She's saying, should I wait until later to take my, you know, my money out of my IRA, live off personal money for the short time? Should I, you know, do something about my Social Security? She's on disability Social Security right now. But once she gets to full retirement age, not 65, because that's not your full retirement age, your full retirement age is 66. Once you get to 66, it turns into a retirement benefit. And the retirement benefit could be suspended. The disability benefit, you don't suspend. The retirement benefit, you might want to suspend for 4 years. And so should you be able to do that, or when should you start drawing money out of the IRA to, for whatever reason? And I would say you should be drawing some money out of the IRA now. You've got the ability. Now, you receive $6,000 in cash or $6,000 in taxable event from the rental. That I don't know. But a lot of times, even though I'm receiving $500 a month in actual cash flow from my rental property, it shows a zero or maybe even a negative taxability because of depreciation. So if I can, depending upon how much money I have that's being taxed from that rental, I may have room for taking $5,000, $10,000 maybe a little bit more out of my IRA and still pay no income taxes on it. Zero, nada. That's a good thing. Now, I think that would be a better use of the money, you know, taking that out tax-free than living off personal money tax-free and then waiting on. Now, the decision to suspend your Social Security benefit at full retirement age or not depends on your outlook for life. Do you think that you are going to live a long time, 80s, 90s, and beyond? If so, then it could make some sense to suspend your benefit once it turns into a retirement benefit. Yes, you can still suspend. They did not take away our ability to suspend our benefit. What they did was they took away our ability to suspend our benefit and allow somebody else to continue to receive a benefit from our work record. That's not what's happening here. But if she suspends her benefit, it will grow and continue to grow up until age 70 with the delayed retirement credits of 8% a year and become a lot bigger. Now, that also allows for more room in the lower income tax brackets to be able to convert or take money out of the IRA. And I would convert at this point, because what happens if she waits? She starts taking $2,000-$3,000 a month out of her IRA on top of the Social Security. Now she's paying tax on everything, and it gets really expensive. If I can get a lot of it over to a Roth or take it out of the IRA between 66 and 70, pay 15% on it, that's less than what I would have paid otherwise.
Yeah, a lot of times people forget all about the tax angle of this, but we're always looking out for you. All right, 877-PLANNER. Take more of your calls. Lisa will put you up next in Antigua, California. And we have a little tiny bit of room on the phones. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Bucket Strategy Investing. We got some folks on hold, so we're going to get to everybody before the top of the hour. If for some reason we don't, hang on. Professor Plum will be more than happy to turn it into overtime and talk to folks and answer their money questions. But again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. I volunteer you.
I gather that, yes.
Come on, you do it every day. Let's get next to Lisa in Manteca, California. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. I ran across your show and was like, wow, these guys are good.
Well, thank you. Let's hope we can continue our streak now. How can we help you?
Well, my daughter actually just called last night about a financial situation that she's in. She's divorced, and her ex-husband is not making the payment on a car that he did not refinance the loan on his own on. So she's, you know, partly responsible for it.
Right.
She wants to buy a home, but she doesn't have enough money yet, but she's really not knowing what the right answer is, and we don't know how to advise her. Is it what to do? Is it, should she, like, try to refinance it and put that money away so that it, I mean, so that she's able to make the payment, but then not put money aside for a house, for a down payment? Or should she think about filing bankruptcy and then put all of the money?
Well, filing for bankruptcy is going to make it quite a while before she can really get a house. So we're worried about this one auto loan, right?
Right. Everything else she says she's good on. It's just the added expense of an extra $500 a month that she wasn't expecting.
So the deadbeat ex is not paying it at all?
He just told her that he is late on it and that he wouldn't be able to pay it. And it doesn't look like he's going to be able to in the near future at all.
But he wants to keep the car, so he just wants her to make the payment.
Well, yeah, but that's a separate issue. I told her that if you make the payment, take the keys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If she's going to make the payment, she either needs to find a way to get off the loan, which I don't know if she can do that because I doubt that he can.
Because he can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't.
Or she takes the car back and sells it.
Or keeps.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so those are the options.
I mean, otherwise, it is going to screw up her cash flow, or it's going to screw up her credit.
Yeah.
That's the either or. Those are her only options.
I mean, the problem is if he keeps the car and she makes the payments, she's throwing money down a rat hole she'll never see again. At least if she takes the car back, if she's making the payments, there is some value there to the car. Now, it's a depreciating asset, but you know, there would be some residual value at some point. Maybe she could sell her car and keep this car. I don't know. But yeah, if she just keeps, if she just makes the payment, it's just giving him $500 every time.
Has she, now you said she sought legal counsel on some of this stuff, Lisa?
No, she didn't. Oh. She's worried that if she, you know, gets tough on him and says, hey, you know, I know I'm on the loan, but it's not my problem. Just, you know, pull on your big boy britches and you know, fix this.
Yeah.
Is that she's afraid that he'll go back and go after her retirement, which I thought once you're divorced that that was not anything that could happen, but she believes different. So she's being pretty wishy-washy. But we're trying to make the best, you know, counsel to her is that,
right,
you know, the car's got 180,000 miles on it. They owe 13,000 on it. She says she thinks it's worth about five.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, well, yeah, you're kind of screwed. So we just didn't know what the best advice to her was. You know, try
boy,
to refinance it.
It's worth, it's they owe 13, but it's worth about five.
That's not good.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Yeah, she's in a bad situation. I can't give her advice on the divorce, whether they can come back on her or not. It would be
right.
difficult to, unless he can show that she hid the assets. Or, I mean, that's logic, but, you know, once you get into court, anything can happen. Just paying the loan is just a disaster. You know, taking it over and is a disaster. I mean, no matter what happens, there's no positive outcome, because if she takes over the car, then she's either got to make the payments or she's the one that's going to have to come up with the shortfall of the of selling it and then paying off the loan, because he's sure not going to do it.
Right.
I would talk to an attorney about if somehow in the divorce he was supposed to get the car and there was supposed to be some kind of there may be something to protect her credit from that standpoint from the divorce because of the you know,
yeah.
him, but it had to have been kind of spelled out in the divorce. She really needs to talk to an attorney on this.
Okay, yeah, we figured that part, but we just weren't sure about, I thought it was a sign from God that you guys were on the radio. Like, oh, hey, maybe they can help us on what to tell her to do.
Well, you know, I guess
the only thing I could tell her was to refinance it and get it down to a manageable payment, and then,
well, you could. What's what interest? What interest rate is are they paying right now?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
But refinancing it,
it's not going to change the fact that $13,000 is owed.
No,
it'll right. lower the payment.
The difference between a $500 payment a month versus maybe a $200 payment.
Well, depending on what interest rate.
Yeah, for another 5 years.
Paying right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's still going to pay. And by refinancing it, especially if her name's still on it, basically, it's still a $13,000 debt on a less than $13,000 asset that's not going to become any more valuable over time. She still has to deal with the ex because he's going to want to drive it, or, you know.
Well, the fact that he has his car, Professor Plum, tells me that there's something in the decree that said that he was given the car. And so if that's the case, she might be able to, you know, work her way out and say, well, it's his now.
Right. And there may be some way to say that in the divorce, but we couldn't get it refinanced. So maybe she can protect her credit that way.
Yeah.
But that's a bankruptcy, not a bankruptcy. That's a talk to the divorce and or bankruptcy attorney. I don't want to say bankruptcy attorney because I don't think that's a good option either if she really wants to buy a house.
No, you could. If they just stop making payments, it would hurt their credit. But
oh, that's going to definitely hurt the credit.
Yeah.
Right, and that's well. See, now you see my question is that she doesn't have a lot of money set aside anyway. So I was like, well, what's the worst evil? Because everything that you hear is like, well, yeah, it's not my first thing to tell anybody to file bankruptcy or, you know, to not make payments. But
yeah,
talk to an attorney on this one.
Yeah,
she really needs to talk to an attorney.
Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you, Lisa, than that. But given the circumstances here. I appreciate the call. Good luck to her and you. We got to end the hour here. That's a tough situation. Now, even if there were no divorce involved, and I owed $13,000 on a car that's worth about $5,000 with 180,000 miles on it or whatever, I would, you know, tend to say, look, if I don't have the money to pay this, I may just, you know, say,
walk
away from it. I know it would hurt my credit, but, you know, and it sounds like that's what the
but there
ex
may
is
be something in the divorce. If
that's
it was
what
stated
I'm thinking
in the divorce,
yes,
that can protect her, but
that
I
could
don't
protect
know
her credit, and that would be what I would check, though. Okay, let's see. Oh, we're out of time. Okay, well, we didn't get to everybody's email. If you're on hold, hang on. Professor Plum, as I said, we'll work overtime and talk to you. If you need the brain trust, off the air, talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. Their number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Get your retirement plan squared away. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.